Hi, this is Dally. I'm with Ventu Chicago, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line with us one of the youngest chefs in the U.S. to have earned a Michelin star. Crane's 20 under 20, has trained and cooked in France and here at the iconic La Francaise, an award-winning Temporis. Now the executive chef and partner, the pretty amazing Ventu chef. Donald Young, welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's great to have you on, but I got to ask you a little bit of magic, not only the magic that's happening on the plates over there at the restaurant, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but timing is everything. And in a city, in a country that has lost so many restaurants, to start one, to open one, and then, of course, you know, let the listeners know it takes many, many months to go ahead and pull this off, and to have it open as not only the city, but the country opens, was it crazy? Were you thinking, is it crazy? Is it coincidence? You know, what is it, and how did that go?
You know, overall, I think our timing was perfect. Let alone, like, we were supposed to, you know, we were aiming for an April opening. By usual standard, openings are always delayed, and we opened mid-May, and I think our timing was perfect on that. You know, weather was turning around, it was getting nice, restrictions had been lifted, and then even 2 weeks in, restrictions are completely lifted now. So, you know, we were able to get our footing, deal with, you know, the crisis we have in this country with the limited staffing that we have in general. But we've been able to get ourselves situated and be able to slowly take on more. And then with the restrictions being lifted, you know, we've been swinging pretty well already. So, yeah, I would say it was the best timing to do it.
I mean, but also a coincidence. No one could have planned for a lot of the things that happened or a lot of the things. So there is some definite luck shining down with all of the talent there. Evento, and so you know French cooking. You know French cuisine, you know Chicago, but talk a little bit about the partners. So your partners have had restaurants, successful restaurants in other places around the country, but not Chicago. Talk a little bit about how that worked, how you guys came together, how you maybe sold them on Chicago, or maybe better yet, shared Chicago and how great it could be.
I mean, honestly, I applied on an Indeed ad. And it's funny. That was one of the first things I mentioned to them. It's like, you know, we're going to start looking for people in Chicago. Let's get up Indeed. But, you know, they're a very successful restaurant group. They have restaurants in both Vegas, San Diego, and in Florida, Delray. Lionfish being one of their, you know, star runners of it all. And they have two different locations for it. They definitely know people. They definitely know restaurants. It's definitely been a luxury for me in the end. To see a different angle from a company like this on how we market in general. Like, you know, we have quite a bit of marketing power, which I see the huge value in that now. Part of them jumping on with me and me jumping with them is it's definitely an outside company walking into Chicago, and Chicago's a very proud city. And, you know, me being from Chicago, I know exactly how this feels. We don't want anyone coming from outside the city, walking in, swinging around, thinking they're the best and that they're going to take the city by storm, and it fails. And I've been at restaurants like this before. Chicagoans don't take that too kindly. And, you know, this is their entry way of doing it, making me a partner, giving it a lot more Chicago feel and home to it all. Really, really ties it together, and it's a really nice intro into Chicago for them.
You mentioned the marketing and some of just the benefits of not necessarily going it alone, because you're at that time period in your career where you've got enough street cred, you've got enough gravitas to be able to probably do some things, pull some resources and some partners together and do that. But when you're part of a group that has run restaurants, knows what that is, especially with all the uncertainty that was going on when you guys decided to do it with the pandemic. Talk about, I guess, how important that is, right? Where you can just focus on what you do, the creativity. I've talked to so many chefs who, you know, they want to be independent, they want to do their own thing, but there's so much else to worry about running a business.
You know, it was really difficult being at Temporis, where we had, you know, when I first started at Temporis, we had to make that decision of, like, is it really worth the $3,000 to $6,000 a month for a 20-seat restaurant to have marketing? And it's such a double-edged sword, right? Like, it's so many seats, butts and seats that you have to fill in order to just make up for that monthly. But at the same time, if you're not spreading the word about yourself, no one knows who you are. Especially when you're just a new restaurant and you're trying to blossom into a big city like this. You know, Open Table alone has over 10,000 restaurants on their list, you know, as it is. So that's just another, you know, 10,000 restaurants we have in marketing in general. So trying to spread that word is very difficult. And that's what the nice thing about this is. We stay relevant. We keep up with our Instagram, you know, and that's the fun thing too. I'm like, as I watch our marketing power works and, we see, I'm watching how we go, you know, we're like big on TikTok. I've had like multiple friends send me videos on TikTok from influencers and everything. And it's hilarious because, you know, it's such a new way of thinking. I barely know how to use Instagram myself. You know, I can't even imagine what it was like 20 years ago before we had cell phones and how marketing even worked, trying to get into a newspaper alone, right?
Right.
So now we have all this like easy access that you just need to know how to use properly. And you can spread the word to millions very quickly with a few clicks of a button, right?
Think about the location too, you know, and there's so many great things and so many advantages that you guys have going for you, but the building that you're in, that building is almost as big a celebrity as maybe a chef could be or a restaurant could be. So talk a little bit about the location where, you couldn't be in a better location, you know, right there on Michigan Avenue, Michigan and Wacker. And in that building, just that iconic structure to be able to put your dream to work there is pretty cool.
It is. I feel very grateful for being in such an iconic building. It's truly remarkable, truly a beautiful building. And it's great to be part of it. There are a lot of benefits being right here. The only thing I feel that we have the drawback is trying to bring River North crowd across the river. That's definitely our hardest pull. And then, I've worked on this street before, just a few blocks south, at formerly Henri Restaurant, which is now Encanto. So part of the Gage Group.
Yep.
But, you know, we had a French restaurant in this style. It wasn't so much browser. It was definitely a little white tablecloth kind of place. But, you know, I definitely pulled some dishes from there and, you know, doing the Dover sole dish relatively the same as we did there. And it's definitely been one of our biggest selling items. So it's great to see, you know, even though I didn't pay attention to it much, I'm kind of looking back at it all now and how this area is and trying to pay attention to the market like that has been truly remarkable. I do appreciate being back over here. It's fun to see the hustle bustle of a busy street, right? And I get the windows. I can look right out the cafe to see that. And we have that wonderful cafe that can draw people in as well. Those wonderful glass windows and our beautiful design by Studio Munge that designed that cafe. You know, at first when I was seeing the design and the wallpapers went up for the cafe, I thought it was actually horribly done. And then I stood outside one day and I saw it and I was like, okay, this is actually really cool. This makes total sense and everything's great.
It's special. The cafe itself is such a great conversation starter too, because, and don't worry about the River North people. They're going to you just keep doing what you're doing. They're going to find a way to get over there. What I see this as being really a great ambassador. You know, Chicago is, you know, it's restaurant city in the United States and it is a great tourist attraction. I always say you can spin the globe, put your finger down and anywhere you hit, there's people in Chicago doing it at an elevated level. And so I see you kind of speaking not only just to Chicago, they'll get the message, but to the world. So like a band, and you mentioned a couple of them, you know, that has maybe hit songs. I was talking to my wife about this, and that's kind of the way that I think about this place. And with you, and you've got those hits, whether it's like the Eggs Five Ways, whether it's the souffle, whether it's the Dover sole, you mentioned some of that. Talk about some of your favorites that as you were maybe contemplating, imagining having a restaurant and having more control over it, the things you knew you wanted to be there. And then also talk about some of those aspirational things that now when you're in this position that you're able to build in.
So the biggest thing that I've definitely pushed forward for, and something I kind of started to touch and feel back when I was at Woodwind, was a dry aged duck. And I to try and be a little different than everyone else, because, you know, it became a huge fad about 2 years ago. I applied black walnut syrup to the skin. I brush it every day with that. And we do lose half of it to the tray that we have underneath it. In turn, this actually protects the duck, allows it to age longer because of its antiseptic properties to it. But it also, like, it gets inside the skin. And when we roast it off, it actually creates this nuance of flavor of this syrup that pairs so well with the duck. And I wanted to toot my own horn, but like I've definitely tried quite a few ducks around the city, and I really love my duck. I really do. It's definitely, it's definitely become my story. You know, I created my Instagram handle Don Duck Pomfy years ago as a joke, And it's actually swinged into who I am, the story of my ducks and just keeping to it. So ducks a huge part of my menu, you know, coming into, you know, the whole roast of ducks and the souffle with the foie gras into it. It's just who I am and what I love. But other than that, go ahead.
No, well, yeah, but here's the thing too, is so much about French cuisine is about doing it right in tradition. And if it's not broke, don't fix it. And so many dishes, people feel like they've been somewhat perfected, but you have this sort of mad scientist kind of thing to go in there and change it and adjust it and make it into something that is not only different, but like you said, that is truly kind of your own. It makes it craveable and it makes it where there's just, you know, one place, one destination where you can get that stuff. Do you ever think about this? You have maybe a dish that you like, and then does it just come to you that you're like, oh, well, this would be better with this? Or do you think, hey, what can I do to this to make it just more?
So absolutely. You know, I try to go out to eat on my day off, mainly for research purposes, keep myself fresh, understand what others are doing. You know, it's the only thing about French food is, right, is like, technically, if we were to be 100% true French, we would just hit, you know, Auguste Escoffier's dishes, and I just pull up a little repertoire and just start going through that book and pull out all those dishes. And then we have these little nuances that we could do differently. But overall, you would know exactly what the dish is if I said the name. But that's where I think it gets boring. And I think that's where this restaurant is the same but different. You know, I'm trying to be as local as possible. I'm working close with some of my favorite farmers here, like Nichols Farms, McClude Farms, and pulling these great ingredients. Like, you know, in France, they don't have corn. And when I was working at Le Nomade, I got a good slap on the wrist for this one, for serving corn to one of our VIPs. But I just didn't see why is that such a problem to serve something that's so great to the Midwest, so unique and identifiable to the Midwest. Why not serve that when it's cheap, great, and people really appreciate it over here? So we just apply some French techniques to it, and then I'll add my little twists of some the new American flair that is hidden throughout my food to it, to bring out umami and balance on the dish. One of my favorite things to do is fermentation, preservation, pickling. So anything that can add these levels of flavor and layers to just actually really bring out that one ingredient that we're focused on.
The food itself is unique. We've talked a little bit about that. We'll have some pictures and links up at WGNradio.com as well. We mentioned the cafe as sort of that conversation starter, but you mentioned the other thing too, the white tablecloths and just some of the things that are maybe a little, you know, for some people may be considered, whether it's pretentious or maybe just not as approachable, right? And so talk a little bit about the atmosphere. And was that something that you wanted to build in? Sort of this kind of a rustic, welcoming, not too stuffy. You know, there's a lot of things about it that make it just easy to get into Vento.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to be very approachable with Click's designs towards restaurants. Dark, some good music that's a little higher than usual, creates a very intimate atmosphere that can either, you know, you can come in, have a really nice, lovely private dinner, or you can come in to, you know, party. It's kind of up in the air of what you really want to make the night out of. I really love how the design came out for the restaurant. I don't think it's stuffy. I think it's very inviting, but it's also very sexy at the same time. And that's what I really love about it.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Donald Young. He's executive chef and partner over there at Vento. And again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We got to spend a minute to talk a little bit about the desserts. And so talk about some of them, like the souffle is amazing and great and iconic. The other dish that's the cherry smoked, geez, I don't even know what it exactly to describe it, because, you know, it comes across like it's an ice cream treat, but it's not. And then, of course, you have all those unpredictable things that just make it really amazing. You know, it's the kind of thing that I know people who have that, who have described it as the best thing that they have ever eaten, number one. And so high praise there and well-deserved. But also, it just keeps people talking. Like, people are talking about it for days afterwards. So talk a little bit about what you have on the sweet side.
So, yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, the is actually what I feel like got me my job here. I perfected that a few years ago, and it's become part of me, a really nice tall souffle with that foie gras creme anglaise. But walking into that chocolate and rye, that is something unique, and I actually made on the spur of the moment. We actually lost our pastry chef at the very last minute before opening, and so I had to reformat and do the whole entire pastry program, let alone, you know, I do have pastry experience. I spent 6 months in France doing pastries and then 9 months at Le Nomade doing pastries. So it's not something that is intimidating to me at all, but you know, something on the fly like this is a little intimidating. So I,
well, and like, you don't have anything else to do, right? There's so much going on.
Absolutely. So I did take a day to work on that chocolate and rye, and you know, it became a favorite pairing of mine over the summer. Last summer was rye and chocolate. I used Jamie's Mills rye, so a local miller and grains to pair with this 35% Volverona Dolce chocolate. So the rye and the shortbread notes you get from this actual chocolate, paired with some lightly whipped cream, chocolate soil for some texture, Thai basil for unique herbaceous notes, and a Earl Grey tea pudding that actually, instead of using water, I actually took orange juice just to enhance the bergamot that's in the tea. And then everyone's favorite part when you smoke it, definitely brings out that campfire s'mores feel to it all. And I think it's just a sensory overload. It's something I've, you know, started to love at Temperance, is always bringing out a different level of elements of senses to it. And that has become a big part of who I am. And that is one of the intro dishes that I will keep moving forward with aromatics at this restaurant.
Yeah, it's insane, and one of the many things that is really exceptional, and that will just keep people coming back. And so I think for those people out there, the identity of the restaurant is one thing, and experiences is one thing, but keep people wanting to come back and try more, and even just to try the same things. I'm sure you're getting a lot of that too, and so the success is warranted. And as we let you go, the website for people to get more information, kind of see some of the things that are out there.
It's ventuchicago.com.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, Donald. We'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing. People are going to be loving it this summer. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you very much.